If you missed the stalker call yesterday afternoon, late yesterday afternoon, have that for you in about 5 minutes or so. This is Nirvana, About a Girl. It's on X92.9. Calgary's new rock alternative, X92.9. There is Beast, Mr. Hurricane. They were just in town recently for a show at Sate. It's Josh Holliday here. Good day. If you missed it yesterday, got a call from my biggest fan. And just when you think it can't get any more weird, it seems to get more strange. You can check out all of the calls that this unusual woman has made to me at my blog. Go to x929.ca, over to the left. This one's up there now as of a couple minutes ago. This is how it went. This came in yesterday afternoon. Hello?
Hello, is this Josh Holliday?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, you still me.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just chilling. Oops, I'm just chilling with my niece.
Now, what happened? Because it seems like you're doing a lot of this babysitting lately. Everything's okay?
Oh yeah, it's great. You know, I just want to get closer to my family. You know, after kind of the time I've had the last few months, I just want to reconnect, you know, and get centered and just connect with my family, you know.
Right.
Plus, need to make a couple of extra bucks, so.
Right.
So, I'm just looking after her, you know, in addition to the work that I'm doing, in addition to the kind of career moves I'm making.
Well, I remember you were trying to start some kind of crafts business before, and
that's it, exactly. And being home with you know, with my niece really allows me to focus on some of that stuff.
Oh, okay. And do they pay you well for this, or?
I don't know what the going rate is, so let's just say I'm happy. But I'll tell you, the reason that I called is because I'm feeding her supper right now.
Oh, what's the supper?
Oh, spaghetti and vegetarian meatballs.
Oh, you know, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine. I mean, it looks great, especially all over the carpet.
Yeah.
But I just thought of you, something about, you know, just kind of feeding this food to another human being made me think about, you know, you. I'd love to get you covered in some spaghetti sauce, you know?
Wow.
I'd love to see it all over your face.
Yeah,
I just pick it up in my hands and just throw it right in your mouth.
Okay.
I bet you look really sexy when you're eating.
I think pretty like normal, just, you know, fork, put it in my mouth. I'm
Have you ever looked at yourself, you know, when you're just covered in food? Yeah.
No, I don't think I don't even think I've spilled anything on myself in a long time.
Really, really into the idea, aren't you? Yeah. Wow.
Are you talking to me now or your niece?
You tell me.
Well, let's hope it's the niece.
Anyway, Josh, you know, I feel like the idea of getting a drink together is making you uncomfortable, so I'd like to skip that altogether and suggest that we just get together and I smear pasta all over your face, you know, and I'll hide some noodles somewhere on my body and you can find them. I just reevaluated, Josh, you know, and I think the approach I was taking with you was just a little too safe and guarded, and that might have been kind of sending the wrong signals and turning you off. So I'm going to come at you like a lion in the jungle now, you know? I'm just...
I do like pasta, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. I should go. I think.
Yeah.
Roar. Wow, your animal noises are good.
I should go, actually, Josh. I'm scaring my knee.
Yeah. Not just her. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. I gotta go.
Oh, I gotta
go. Bye bye.
Get Hit Criminal Minds. New season starts tonight at 10 on CTV.
X92.9 weather.
Yeah, here's your weather. Today, cloudy with sunny periods and a high of 10. Tonight, clearing near midnight, low of 0 with a risk of frost. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, a 60% chance of showers in the evening with a high of 11. Right now, cloudy and 9.
That is Atmosphere. The song is called You. It's Josh Holliday here. How are you? People come up to me in the street and they say, hey, Josh, so you? I'm like, yeah, hey, how's it going? How's it doing? How's it doing there, fella? Because I speak in, when I'm not on the radio, I speak in a East Coast accent. How's it doing there? And they say, hey, is it true that you guys would bring Chris Cornell and Matt Good to BAM for a private show for X929 listeners? And they say, yes, it's true. November 7th through 9th, we are having one weekend only. We've taken over an entire hotel, the Banff Ptarmigan Inn, Best of Banff Ptarmigan Inn, and it's just a hotel full of our listeners. And we're going to take care of the transportation, a bunch of buses that will be hosted by people here from the radio. And Friday night, private performance by Matt Good and his band. Saturday night at Wild Bill's Legendary Saloon, very intimate venue, a private performance by Chris Cornell. And if you've seen him live, last time he was through Calgary for a sold-out show, you know that he plays he plays the Soundgarden, he plays his solo stuff, he plays Audioslave, he plays some Temple of the Dog. So it's basically you're seeing a legend of new rock in an intimate venue. A pretty amazing experience. And how do you get involved with this? Well, you are the ninth caller through. When you hear a song that has Chris Cornell in it from one of the bands we mentioned there, or Matt Good. And here's a strategy tip. As soon as those songs start, I hang up on whatever lines are ringing. So if the phone's already ringing when the song starts, you're not going to win because you're going to get hung up on. And then I have to go through up to nine callers. We have four lines. I got to get to nine callers. So generally around the minute mark is when I actually hit the ninth caller. So that's just a little hint for you if you're trying to play the game. All right. Sometime before I'm done here at 7, I will have either Matt Good or Chris Cornell. Never giving up. Weezer, Troublemaker, the name of the song. X929, the name of the station. Josh Hawley, the name of me. Grammatically not correct, but you get the idea. How are you? It's funny. Investigators said a Scooby-Doo character was attacked at Universal Studios in Florida for no apparent reason. And the guy who was actually charged with attacking Scooby-Doo is a corrections officer in Hillsborough County. Eddie Bronson claims he was simply petting Scooby, but eyewitnesses have a different story. They say that Bronson grabbed the character's head and started shaking it. Scooby broke free and started to walk away, and that's when Bronson used his fist to strike Scooby in the back of the head. The case now with the state's attorney's office. Scooby-Doo. I don't like the movies that came out, the real-life movies. Bad idea, just bad overall. But the cartoon was outstanding. Always ended the same way. They pull the mask off some old guy who's trying to get them to not move into a house or whatever the case might be. Oh, old Mr. Johnson, it was you. The original concept of Scooby-Doo bore the title Mysteries 5 and featured five teens and their dog Too Much. Hey, Too Much. CBS executive in charge of children's programming at the time, Fred Silverman, allegedly came up with the name Scooby-Doo from hearing Frank Sinatra's version of Strangers in the Night. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. You know that song. The first episode of the cartoon was broadcast on September 13th, 69. And its final episode aired in 1985, 16 years later. And 13 seasons of original episodes. Scooby-Doo is actually a Great Dane who has spots. Great Danes in real life do not have spots. There you go. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Freshly squeezed for you.
New music
on Calgary's New Rock Alternative, X92.9.
Amberlin have a new album out. It's their first on a major. It's called New Surrender. They're from Winter Haven, Florida. The song we're going to play for you is called Feel Good Drag. It's on X92.9. Calgary's New Rock Alternative, X92.9. There is Blind Melon. If you were listening to the Rock Report last night, we talked about a new book that's coming out that chronicles Blind Melon. Shannon Hoon passed away some time ago, but the band still continues. They're actually playing a show at the Stampede Casino on October 3rd, and I believe on that same day they'll be stopping here for an acoustic performance and a chat as well. Should be kind of cool. And apparently the new stuff is kind of good. I've heard a little bit of it, and it obviously doesn't sound the same, but it's still some pretty decent music. So it'll be interesting to have a chat with them. And you can hear all kinds of stuff along those lines, interviews, music news. Sometimes we delve into the world of film, sometimes into politics. It's the Rock Report. Runs from 6 till 7 weeknights here on X929. Are you smarter than the show? That's the question you can answer weekday mornings between 6 and 10 right here on X92.9. X99, there is Navid, Our Lady Peace. It's Josh Holliday here. I like the Spider-Man movies. In terms of superhero movies, they've done a pretty good job. I don't know if this is necessary, but apparently it's in the works. A musical stage adaptation of Spider-Man. I've been in the works the past 3.5 years, and now apparently has a green light. Bono and U2 are set to write the music. A fourth Spider-Man movie coming out in 2011. Musical would mark Marvel Studios' expansion to the stage. It will probably hit Broadway in 2009, so next year, according to reports. Spider-Man on Broadway. It might be kind of cool, though. I mean, when I go to the theater, a lot of times I enjoy, because I used to use some tech theater, and I'm kind of a nerd, but I like magic stuff. So it's always interesting to see how they do kind of technical stuff to bring some of the action and the abilities to life. So I'd be interested to see the staging of that. But I don't know if it's a necessity to turn that movie into a musical. X929, Tragically Hip, Courage, Josh Holliday here. Last night we restarted Bingo, The Vicious Circle. And we're going to continue to do it Tuesday nights. Bingo gets underway around 9-ish, and we go to around 11:30 or so. I usually get there around 8:30 or so. Have a delicious bite to eat. They got over 141 martinis to choose from. Lots of fancy names, pretty funny. And it's just a good time. Free to get in, free to play. It's at Vicious Circle, 11th Ave and 1st. Tuesday nights, come on out and play. Last night was pretty fun. We had lots of people out. Next week, even better.
Last winter, we told you about a song written for the Chicago Blackhawks by Ministry frontman Al Jorgensen. Well, now Eddie Vedder has stepped up to the plate.
No.
He's written a song called All the Way for the Chicago Cubs baseball team. He debuted it live at a solo gig in Chicago last month and is already gaining airplay at Chicago radio stations and bars. And soon you'll be able to get it at Pearl Jam's website. Cubs player Ernie Banks reportedly asked Vedder, a longtime fan, to write the song as the Cubs head to the playoffs. And a shot at their first World Series victory since 1908. For more rock news, join me, Josh Holliday, weeknights at 6 with the Rock Report. That's Amazing Music News on Calgary's New Rock Alternative X929.
That was not Stone Temple Pilots. That's Pearl Jam. Go. If you want to play Bragging Rights 238X929, this is the Pack 80 Making Gestures. I like that song. It's the Pack AD. That's the name of the band. They are out of BC. It's two ladies playing some blues, and it sounds great.
It's sweeping the nation. It's a gaming sensation. And oh, it has the greatest prize.
What prize? Sure.
It's absolutely useless. It's absolutely pointless. It's the game that we call Bragging Rights.
Yes, it is on X929, and on the phone with us is Kyle, another Howdy. Kyle. We had a Kyle yesterday, and again, Kyle today, which is not a bad thing at all. You and I are going to team up to try and get you some bragging rights. Newsboys got the trivia. How might you use those bragging rights should you win them?
I'm going to try and plead my case to get some Chris Cornell tickets.
All right. Well, the best I can offer is using your bragging rights to have better luck with the phones. Because we are bound by the regulations to take the ninth caller. So let's see if we can work your luck here. Three questions. Here we go.
First question. What are Batman's superpowers?
He doesn't have any.
No, he just has lots of cool gadgets.
I was hoping I could trick somebody on that one, but this Kyle guy is sharp
so far.
All right. What was the name of the serial killer who used to entertain kids under the name Pogo the Clown?
I think I know this one because I know a song I really like that is about this dude. John Wayne Gacy Jr., I believe, is the dude.
And well, let's go with that. Yeah, sure.
There we go. And who's who played him in the movie? It was that guy.
Brian Dennehy.
Yeah, who plays everything.
Brian Dennehy.
All right. Good. Question number three.
Yeah. Who is formerly known as Puff Daddy?
Oh, my God. That's a tough one.
Sean Combs.
Yeah, or P. Diddy or Sean Combs, all whatever. He keeps changing his name and remaining the same annoying guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look at that. All three up, three down. Guess who's got bragging rights?
Hopefully me.
There you go. All right.
All right.
Before I'm done here at 7 o'clock tonight, I will have a chance to win tickets to our Banff weekend. So get near your phone, my friend, and hopefully luck will be with you.
Fantastic.
Have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Calgary's new rock alternative, X92.9. There is the Tea Party Bazaar. And, well, you also heard another song in there by a gentleman by the name of Chris Cornell. The actual song was from Soundgarden's Blow Up the Outside World. And with that, we went to the ninth caller.
One weekend only.
Hello.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, what's going on?
Well, I wonder if I'm calling number nine.
Four.
Chris Cornell, Banff. sorry. The Banff excursion there.
Yes.
I am going to call number nine?
You are indeed.
You are shitting me.
I am not S-ing you.
I'm not. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's pretty good, eh?
Holy crap, yeah. I guess I can't swear if I'm going to be on the radio, eh?
Well, we have special buttons we can press.
Okay. Well, okay. Awesome, man. That's great.
X99, White Zombie, More Human Than Human. They will have a box set due out this fall. White Zombie will. Josh Holliday here. How are you? Like to talk love and sex. And a recent poll asked people if they would marry someone with whom the sex was terrible. And 21% actually said yes. So I guess sex not a big priority. I think that for me, that would probably be a bit of a deal breaker. I mean, you know, sex on its own, I mean, it's never horrible, but it would have to be a good sex, I think, to keep things fresh. The group who would be interested in a marriage with a lousy lover might also have been part of the study. There's a Newsweek article that found 15 to 20% of couples have what is considered a sexless marriage, having sex no more than 10 times a year, basically less than once a month. Not often enough for me. Although, as an unmarried guy, it's the stretch is longer than that, that's for sure. Maybe the sexless marriage explains this one. According to the latest research, 50% of all marriages in which the bride was over 25 ends in divorce. But if it's under 25, the number is 60%. So if you're under 25 and you get married, 60% divorce rate. Divorce statistics have not destroyed hope, though. Another study says that 88% of single men and women between the ages of 20 and 29 believe they have a soulmate out there waiting for them. So there you go. Some facts and figures. Hello, X.
Is this Chris Cornell on the radio right now?
This is Stone Temple Pilots.
He sang for them, right?
Scott Weiland is the singer for Stone Temple Pilots.
All right.
Have a good day.
Very thanks.
Hello?
Oh, I was looking for the radio station. I must have the wrong number.
No, I'm the radio station.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
X92.9. Calgary's New York Alternative, X92.9. Excuse me, that's Hot Hot Heat. It's Josh Holliday here with you, gearing up for the Rock Award tonight. Mostly music news and information tonight. We got a few different live performances I've culled from the talk shows this week, including an interesting cover. We played you the original version of Glenn Campbell covering the Foo Fighters, and we have a live version of that play on the Rock Award tonight, plus live Kings of Leon, some live Atmosphere, and all sorts of other stuff. That comes up at 6 o'clock. On the 6 o'clock Rock Report, which runs weeknights here on X929. It's just that easy, right?
Tomorrow on Global, on the season premiere of The Office, Michael's Gaga over a new...